In the 50s, one of the big things about Brighton was the Arts Ball at the Aquarium. It really was quite something. Known all over England. In fact, we used to say a certain number of queens used to spend the whole of the summer sitting on the men's beach, sewing sequins on the gowns. And they sew them on by the hundredweight, not by the dozen. The Aquarium was quite a big place and it held about 100, I suppose. At first, they turned a blind eye to anybody in drag, but then it got a little bit hilarious and they wouldn't permit drag for the last 2 or 3 years until finally it was shut. But it was really quite hilarious. It was from about 9 or 10 at night to about 2 or 3 in the morning. It was extremely well run. There was no trouble. They didn't even have any bash-ups or people throwing chairs around. Some of the costumes must have cost hundreds. It was fantastic. I mean, ostrich feathers in those days when the salaries were £5 a week. Some of these ostrich feathers were £7, just one feather, and they probably had about 20 on their headgear. It was quite a big thing, the Arts Ball.
From here, walk around the Sea Life Centre to the Pelican Crossing, cross the Marine Parade into the undisputed gay quarter of Brighton. Once there, turn right until you reach Madeira Place. Walk north along Madeira Place until you reach the corner of St James's Street.